more negative reverse selling in action. Here's how to handle the excuse, "My brother's in the business."
Next question. All right, yes, sir. What do you do?
Life insurance business.
All right. This does not work in a life insurance business. What thing? I'll take a question from this side. Give his money back. Why did you? Go ahead. What's your question? We'll try you anyway.
My brother's in the business. Buy all my insurance from him.
What do you want from me? Your brother's in the business. You get out of it. All right. What's next? Why do you say that? You got sibling rivalry here? What is going on here? Your brother's in the business. So what? What? Rule. Never rescue. He's helping. Are you in technical sales? Oh, you ought to be. You ever take a technical guy on an interview? You're working a guy using my system. He wants to help. I'll take care of myself. I promise you. I've been 20 years in front of you. I promise. Nothing they're going to say I never heard before. I know what he's doing. He was giving me an objection. Go. My brother's in the business. Oh, well, get us in a little more. Who are we talking to? Where are we at? I mean, let's just not throw out an objection.
I bought some furniture from this guy, and I asked him for an appointment to show him the work that I do.
Got it. So you came over.
I'll see you, but I got to tell you up front, my brother's in the business. I buy all my insurance from him.
No problem. Now take the appointment.
Got the appointment.
Got it. I mean, I don't care what they say to you, because when they say that, you hear the scenario, he bought furniture from somebody. The guy said, look, I'll be glad to see you, but I'm telling you up front, my brother-in-law's in the business, and I'm not buying any insurance from you. Now, what that I hear when I... Do you know those building developments that have signs that say, no solicitors? You know why they do that? To protect the people. They're all full of encyclopedias in there. They buy everything. They know that. They please stop me before I buy something. That's what that says when I... Hey, there's another thing you got to be careful of in this business. You have to be working on the right end of the problem. The right end of this problem is not worrying about what the objection is. The guy is telling you, come over, but please don't close me. If the guy didn't want to buy something, he'll never let you in the house. Anybody that gets you an appointment is there to buy. Anything else is only your mind problem. So now we get in the living room. Let's go. So now we're there, right? You already told us up front.
Made the present.
Are we in a living room or are we in an office?
Office.
All right. Will you start over again and come back? Now, because the problem is this. The guy told me at the furniture store he wasn't going to buy anything. So now I show up in his office. Hello, is that your sailfish? Right now, you be the prospect and I'm going to be the salesman on this. Lee, right? Okay, Lee. Furniture okay?
Good business.
Does everybody like it? I mean, you like what I sold you?
Yeah.
Oh, I bought the furniture, didn't I? Yeah. Lee, I want to tell you something. I got a lot of compliments on the furniture. Everything's fine. I appreciate it very much. Lee, I want to talk to you about insurance, but I have a problem. If I remember right, on the way out the door, you were nice enough to say, look, Sandler, you bought furniture from me. Yes, I'll let you see life insurance, but I have to tell you my brother's in the business. Why don't we deal with that before we even start talking about life insurance? Because I think all we're going to do is spend about 15 minutes together, and then I'm leaving.
Okay.
You want to tell me about that again?
My brother's in the business, and as long as, you know, whatever you show me, I'm going to get a quote from him, and if he's competitive, I'm probably going to have to give him the business.
I remember. Now, what do you mean by probably? Did you hear him? You got to listen. You have to have an antenna up. He didn't say you're not going to get the business. He said you're probably not going to get the business. Lee, what do you mean by probably? You meant I would not get it, didn't you? See, negative. You meant I wouldn't get it. Under no circumstances, your brother's in the business. You're committed to give him 100% of it. He's going to get it, and what we're doing right now is wasting time. Isn't that what you meant to say?
No, not really.
That's what you meant to say. Try it, Lee, and I can get out of here. Say, Sandler, my brother's in the business, and no matter what you've got, no how much money I can save, no how much good it'll do me, no matter how objective you can be, after all, your brother can't be objective, right? I mean, he can't really look, stand back and say what's good for you and your wife. Is it brother, not brother-in-law?
Brother.
And you're married.
Right.
And so your wife believes you're just buying all this insurance to support him because you'd have to feed him anyway. You got to pick at him. You start picking at him. Now, I thought if I said, hey, promise me you won't. I'll tell you what I'll do. If you'll promise me that you won't buy any insurance, I'll spend all the time you want telling me why you got, I'll tell you why you got the wrong stuff. That's our contract. And late, if you want to invite me back, I'll come back. But let's not do a bait and switch. You know those words, don't you, furniture? All right, now. Would you do that? Let's hear you say it. Sam, I promise I won't buy anything tonight. Let's talk insurance. And then you spend 40, 50 minutes shaking your head. Oh, God. All right. Then you say, okay, now let me tell you. Can I tell you something honestly?
No.
Terrible. Terrible. Worst thing I've ever seen. Now, I have nothing against your brother. He just sold you all the kind of stuff that's heavy commission loaded. Now, I know you can't tell that to you. You know your biggest problem you're going to have? Is telling your brother you bought insurance from someone else. Isn't that your real problem? Even if it's good for you? Lee, if I come back to see you again, how are you going to deal with that?
I'll think about it. I don't know.
Well, now that you're thinking about it, what are you saying to yourself?
Probably can't tell my brother I bought from somebody else.
So you're going to lie to him? Lee, you got to do something. We got to make changes here. This is not bad, but it ain't good. Look, let's be honest with each other, because I'm not going to sell you anything tonight. Do you want to take care of your brother, or you want to protect your family? I don't think so. I don't. And then you start. Then you start, because I don't know your words, you start hitting with the, got kids? All right, where's the college education? Here it is. Here's your policies, right? Where? Which one? You drop dead tomorrow. How's that going to pay for the kid? Don't you see it? Beep, 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 beep. Then you start tearing it apart. All right, here's your choice. Thank me for coming and showing you what you got, or invite me back and I'll sell you insurance. You pick. Okay, so it's over.
So,
sure?
Yeah.
All right, I believe you. Now it's over. Can I ask you a couple questions?
Sure.
How do I come across, grab you by the collar, shake your head, and tell you you're doing the wrong thing? Now you go after him. He gave you permission. All right, it's over. Can I stop being a salesman for a minute, be a consultant?
Sure.
This is the worst mess I've ever seen. Right? Plant your feet, stand your ground, don't wimp. Now, we may not get them. We may not. But I want to tell you something. That's the best practice you're ever going to have. But you see what's... This is the practice. Don't get upset if you look like you got a prospect that's not buying. Work on him, and it'll make the next guy who's going to buy a piece of cake. Practice. I went on a call one time, way back in the 60s. And I'm sitting with... Because you'll learn things under pressure that you won't learn in role-playing. The guy said to me, Sam, I love what you got. This was in the days I used to give presentations before I closed. He said, Sam, I love what you got. Got one problem. Got a policy. I said, okay, what is it? He said, I never make decisions first time I see something. I said, we don't have a problem. He said, why? I said, I have a policy. He said, what is this? I'd never come back. He looked at me, I looked at him. 20 minutes later, he gave me an order. I did not learn that. You know, it came. If you just relax, you got it all in there.